You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We're joined in the studio today by global innovator Matt Hart.
How are you doing today? Yeah, really good team. How are we doing?
Good show. Yes, great very good show. Very good show. But what do you have for us today, Matt?
Listen, we were talking about the last few weeks we've been connecting with students who may have moved towns and have landed here around the country, wherever they are, or come into Auckland for the first time. And we're talking about what that meant to establish yourself really well somewhere new, getting to know people, building networks. If you take that up one more level that we haven't really talked about, I think it speaks to this idea of mobility. Mm-hmm. And what mobility means, both in terms of an individual moving, going to opportunities, seeing where they are, having the resources to do that, but also mobility in the way that it underpins sovereign economic performance, in terms of providing opportunities, areas, locations that maybe speak to different kinds of roles and opportunities for young people, and that the driver that we have to keep our populations, especially our youth populations, mobile and access to mobility.
Yeah.
And you were saying, of course, well, what does mobility actually mean?
Yeah.
And what did you think I said about that?
Oh my gosh, I'm being put on the spot. I'm being quizzed.
Well, I'll give you an example where you're thinking about that. This morning, I'm helping a friend on a brand job, and the Kiwi designer we're talking to has taken up the idea of the digital nomad visa, and we're going to be talking to her in Bali. So she's built up a portfolio, she's done some jobs, whatever. She's embracing the idea of mobility, and we will. And unbeknownst to me, we're booking a slot to call, and then it so happens that she's working in Bali. Mm. And they've built this digital nomad proposition to facilitate youth mobility around the world. And you're going to see more and more competition for young talent in that way because of these things called digital nomad visas. New Zealand's now got one. A young person can come here for 90 days and work here.
Wow.
And not be taxed on their overseas income.
Mm.
And not be treated as a tax resident here, unless they do work here after that period. There's some nuance around that. But it's this idea that geography is divorcing itself from productivity.
Mm. Mm.
And so that if you can now develop some smarts, some skills, some experiences, your world is opening up.
Yeah.
Like if I asked you guys the question of, well, what does mobility mean? Where would you go to chase an opportunity? Where would it be? Is it still staying local? Mm-hmm. Is it packing up and moving countries or moving to a different area in New Zealand?
Yeah.
What might that look like?
I think because Auckland is obviously the biggest city in this country, if it were mobility regarding New Zealand, probably Auckland would be where I'd want to stay.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of, like, especially journalism, Wellington is where, you know, a lot of all the politics happens, like Parliament and stuff like that. A lot of political journalists are in Wellington. So if I wanted to delve deeper into political journalism, I'd go there.
Yeah.
We were saying this before, but both Evie and I have a British passport. So that means moving to the UK would be also a feasible option for the both of us. In terms of doing that right now, not so sure.
Well, you're pretty committed here. It's going well.
But
your age and what you're motivated to do, you're looking for opportunities, aren't you? And those opportunities are either going to be locally here.
Mm.
And if they're not, you start to look about, well, how mobile can I be to chase opportunities elsewhere?
Yeah, I'd go anywhere.
Evie, where would you go?
Anywhere that will give me a full-time job journalism.
But is that so what drives that first? Is it the opportunity or the location?
I think it's a bit of both. I think that the world is so big and, like, there's so many stories to be told around the world. Like, I'd love to experience that in another country. Not that, like, New Zealand isn't a great place to do that in itself, but just having that global context, I think, would be really valuable. And also just the fact that there simply aren't a whole lot of jobs here, which we've talked about before.
And I think the other thing you'll see beyond the international opportunities, which I would be wholly supportive of you guys going and chasing, is you'll also start to see regional mobility come and play a really important role. So, Joel, whether it's the idea of media and Wellington and politics, of course, naturally, because of what goes on there, but you start to see Queenstown now is not just a tourism destination. They're going, what else can we... You've got all these young people flying in for the adventure and whatnot.
Mm.
And you see a big push now around technology. You'll start to see investment and funding go into accelerators and incubators. And you come out of university, you've got a bit of an idea, where do we land that? You'll look to somewhere like Queenstown and go, shall we go and land down there, ignite our venture down there, get the acceleration support, funding, mentoring, access, etc. Mm. That sort of regional location hubs of different opportunities related to this broader idea of mobility will become a big driver going forward.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it's 1 p.m. now, so yep. Unfortunately that's all we have for today, Matt.
All right.
But thank you very much for joining us on the show once again.
Have a great week.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.